Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here it is, another episode of the Infinite Banter Podcast. What is going on? I am Mark Jolliffe, a.k.a. DJ Soundwave. Big, big up to everybody who's been listening to the show, checking it out. Really appreciate my last two guests, DJ Real One and Catch 22. Go check out their new album, Styles United Part 2. It's out right now. I got mine on Bandcamp. Definitely urge everybody to go back and listen to that episode and check out Conversation with both of those cats, talking about their new album and much, much more. On today's show, we got the one and only Piff Pennywise Jr. on the podcast to talk about his new album with DBTZ of Manzu Beats, The Assassination. This album is crazy. It's like a movie, man. Definitely stay tuned for my conversation with Piff, talking about his album, that crazy video where he's got the Pennywise mask on for his video for Ninja Please. Just a crazy, crazy video and a lot more. He's a really cool dude and I really enjoy talking with him, so stay tuned for that. Also, at the end of the episode, I want to recognize the 30-year anniversary of one of my all-time favorite movies. Talk about that Moon Knight trailer. And there's a sports team that I had no idea that existed until the other day. And it just cracks me up because I used to work at sports radio and I had no idea there was a team named this and in this city. So I'll talk about that at the end also of the podcast. This is the Infinite Banter Podcast. You can find it on all digital platforms. Definitely check out my Spotify playlist exclusively of tracks from guests that were on this show. It's about 8 hours long. But if you type in on Spotify Infinite Banter, not only will you find this show, but you will also find the playlist. And I just had a lot of fun putting it together, putting songs from past guests on there. Definitely follow the show on social media at Infinite Banter Podcast. Rate and review it on Apple Podcast and Podchaser, as well as going on YouTube. Type in Infinite Banter. You'll find clips from past guests from past shows as well. All right, let's get right into it. Let's talk to my man Piff Pennywise. Talk about his new album with Manzu Beats, The Assassination. But before we do that, as always, the one and only King from Queens, DMC, let them know what they're listening to.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is me, DMC, the K-I-N-G, the greatest MC in history. And right now, you're listening to Infinite Banter, because we will banter on forever, because this is the only place for all of y'all to ever be. I be Infinite Banter.
All right, before we talk to Piff Pennywise, let's go ahead and play a song from his new album with Manzu Beats, my guy DBTZ, who's been on this show twice as well. So big salute to DBTZ of Manzu Beats. This right here is Ninja Please, one of my favorite tracks off of his new album, The Assassination. There's a video for it as well. We talk about it in the interview. Definitely go check out this video. It's crazy, man. He's got the Pennywise mask on and everything. So here we go, Piff Pennywise with Manzu Beats off their new album, The Assassination. And on the other side of this, we'll talk to the man himself, Piff Pennywise, here on the Infinite Banter Podcast. Ninja, please, let's go.
It take a master swordsman to do what I do, so fall back. Y'all niggas doing a lot out there. Listen, you never met a nigga with a flow so clean. Snuck balloons in the window, sound like Glock 19s. Bunch of goons in the rental and they fight like kings. Snuck the tool in the kennel in a black light beam. I'm probably not the one to fuck with. Grills going spaz, bitch, a Colonel Mustard. The pills y'all on, y'all boys disgusting. That shit not rap, y'all boys be bugging. Burning his mouth, wise girls watching. Piff talk shit, sent the Euro to Compton. Young boy crip when he sit with his uncle. That phone going jump when he get to this bundle. It's warlord bitch when you fuck with Poppy. The blade in my hand, who's going to stop me? It's made in Japan, yeah, fucked up his dreams. The fan said he got him, enough with the schemes. Nigga, please, you ain't fucking with him. He a king on the throne, can't do nothing with this. Nigga, please, I'm a man of my word. When you talk that shit, surely stand on the curb. Nigga, please, this Pimp Pennywise. JR bitch, he won't look me in my eye. Nigga, please, your state not safe. Check in with who, let me bring my plate. Nigga, please. Hottest in the city, got the Prada in the Bentley. Bunch of ones in the air, wave a dollar if you with me. Had to be the ribby, had me think about Kia. About the rolling of a blunt, Alexa, hit Tibby. Smoke the best Chiba, own the big heater. If my box blowing up, then it's probably Senorita. If you don't know Pimp, I'ma make you a believer. Yo, my mom real proud, giving thanks to Dorita. Tell them MCs I'm working. Hot 16s, enjoy your purchase. He talk what he mean, that boy for certain. Accountant email said, boy, you surface. And please tell your wife, enjoy that Birkin. That's a landslide, JR be surfing. I came with a team and we all be surgeons. And that's man Zoop on the track, he perfect. Nigga, please, you ain't fucking with him. He a king on the throne, can't do nothing with this. Nigga, please, I'm a man of my word. When you talk that shit, surely stand on the curb. Nigga, please. This Pimp Pennywise, JR bitch, he won't look me in my eye. Nigga, please, your state not safe. Check in with who, let me bring my plate. Nigga, please. Nigga, please. You ain't fucking with him. He a king on the throne, can't do nothing with this. Nigga, please, I'm a man of my word. When you talk that shit, surely stand on the curb. Nigga, please. This Pimp Pennywise, JR bitch, he won't look me in my eye. Nigga, please, your state not safe. Check in with who, let me bring my plate, nigga, please.
Internationally known to roam in your zone. This is Music G repping the Underground Army. You're tuned in to Infinite Banter with DJ Soundwave.
You're tuned into the Infinite Banter podcast. I am DJ Soundwave, and right now, man, I'm excited to talk to this dude right here. An MC with a new project with Manzu Beats called The Assassination, repping Bull City, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Piff Pennywise. What's up, man?
Man, what's good with you, Soundwave?
Good, man, good. This album, woo! This is it's like a grimy movie, dude. I love it, man. Every track, it just, they tell a story. You definitely stepping up to that level of storytelling, man. I definitely got to give you a salute for this.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you tapping in, and I'm glad you like the album, man. Me and Manzu, shouts out to Manzu. And we worked hard on this, man. It took us a few months to get everything right. But, man, it came out really nice, man. I'm really proud of what we put together, man.
Oh, no doubt. And for those who are listening who are not familiar with your work and how long you've been in the game, let people know who, you know, Piff Pennywise is, and let's talk about your background and how long you've been doing this.
Yeah, man. So Piff Pennywise, man, I've been actually rapping, man, since the 90s, man, late 90s. Used to be in a group called SOS, Soldiers of Sacrifice, with three other guys named Tom, Jeff, Greg, and Esau. So it was us four. All of them are different nationalities. You know, we all come from one person, but all of them different nationalities, Jamaican, Haitian. So we kind of came together, put a group together when we was young, man. And from there, it just kind of took off as far as, you know, everybody just kind of building on their own level. I started kind of branching off and doing my own thing. I would say the late 2000s, early 2000s, I would say early 2000s. And man, ever since then, I just kind of just been sharpening my sword. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Just listening to what's going on out there, just trying to stay current and just getting busy, man, on the mic, man. I love rap. I love hip hop. I love writing. You know, I'm a writer first. I'm a fan first, for real. It's a lot of people out here I'm listening to right now. So definitely get to know Piff, man. Piff is, you know, he's a dad. He's an entrepreneur. He's a great friend.
There you go.
I'm just a real brother out here just trying to, you know, put out real good music, but at the same time, focus on what I really, you know, building a legacy for my family. I got a carpet cleaning company, so I'm trying to get that bigger and better than what it is right now. But, you know, with COVID and stuff, you know, I leave everything up to the man upstairs and I just keep moving, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how things are for me.
That's what's up, man. And you're talking about your old crew, SOS. Is that going back to North Carolina? Has that always been where you've been, where you're from and everything?
No, actually, they're from Maryland. I'm actually grew up in like Howard County, Maryland, which is outside of Baltimore.
Gotcha.
As a like teenage, I would say, you know, mostly my teenage years. And then I moved to Maryland. I moved to Baltimore, Maryland, like high school and stuff like that. And I lived there for maybe like almost 20 years before I moved to North Carolina. So I am from Maryland, was born in Maryland. I lived in California for about 6 years in Compton, California. So I had that kind of experience under my belt as far as.
Yeah, that helps mold the style, dude. I mean, you got different influences, different coasts, different cities. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. It was a beautiful life so far, man. I wouldn't take back nothing that I've been through or that I've seen. It's been a lot of people come across my life that influenced me as a man, as a father. But, you know, you just take it one day at a time and you just keep building and just know, you know, that what you're doing is the best of you. And that's what I'm trying to get everybody, the best of me, each project. But this Assassination, man, is probably like my best lyrical project that I got out now,
man.
So shout out to Andrew for helping me with this one, man. This is it's just a great project, man.
Yeah, the sword is sharp, like you said, man. If you're gonna assassinate cats, you got to get the carpet ready to be clean, but your sword is sharp, so it all ties in, man. Slaying these cats.
Facts. You already.
Yeah, man. You brought up Baltimore. I just got to ask you real quick. Dirt Platoon and Guy Graham's been on here multiple times. You familiar with those cats? You cross paths at all?
So I've heard of both of them. I'm more familiar with Jay Royale. He's from Baltimore.
Right.
I'm more familiar with his music per se. I don't know none of those cats personally, but I'm listening to all of them. Yeah, they definitely, you know, sound like Baltimore, man. You know, I grew up on like, you know, the Annex Clique. I don't know if you know about them. They all from like Park Heights and up Emerson Village, which is kind of like I would say north Baltimore. But I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, in Maryland that rap. Boss Man, and it's a few different people, man, that I've encountered and got to know, man. The culture out there is rich. It's a lot of stars out there,
yeah,
man. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like, you know, it's just a matter of time. You know, everybody got their time, and you just got to keep grinding. You know what I mean? But yeah, I know a lot of cats back there, man. Scar Akbar, man, that nigga is nice. He's another nice dude back home. It's a lot of MCs that's did it around the time that I really started rapping, man, that's still doing it. So shouts out to all them cats, man, for real.
Yeah, man. The more I'm doing this podcast here, I'm learning that, you know, Florida, Baltimore area, places like that are repping hard. Like, in case you didn't know, upstate New York, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of Baltimore dudes moving down to Florida. I've been hearing about. I'm like, all right, you know, trying, you know, do make their little scene down there. But everybody, it don't matter where you at or where you from, you just gotta grind. That's how I look at it.
Exactly. You know? Like Rakim said, man, anywhere you're from, it's where you're at. And that's the truth right there.
Yeah, man, I rep Baltimore and I rep NC, you know, because North Carolina been my home for a while now. So
what's the scene like in North Carolina, man?
The scene's pretty dope down here, man. I ain't gonna lie. It's right now, like tonight I'm going to a Boldy James concert. So, you know, I know a couple promoters down here, a couple dudes down here. So I'm about to go check that out. And that's out in Raleigh. It's not far from me. It's pretty, you know what I mean? The club pretty nice. They got nice COVID protocols going down. So I'm ready to go out and have a good time tonight and see what Boldy going to do. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Feel safe. Walk on the building. I haven't been to a concert since before all this happened. So okay. I'm looking forward to that day when we could do it again, man. But yeah, salute. Have fun up there, man.
Facts. Yeah, man, you know, the scene is all right, you know what I mean? It's the clubs are still open, everybody just kind of being extra careful right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's the truth right there. And you're talking about different areas. DBTZ, Manzu Beats, are out in Italy, and he's been on the show a couple times. Talk about hooking up with him for this project, because, you know, his beats, I already know, dude is killing it all the time, and now you know, of course, that this album. Talk about hooking up with him and just the concept of putting this album together with Manzu Beats.
Well, man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. The boy Manzu, man, when I first heard this beat online, I was listening to that M.Dot joint you got with M.Dot Diego.
Ooh, so, yeah, man.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, and we were at that point, we were at this underneath the same distribution label. So, you know, that's how I really actually, you know, encountered him through that distribution label. But then when I started listening, I was like, yo. I reached out to him, like, you know, what's good. He was like, man, I've been trying, you know, do something with somebody off a distribution label. I said, cool, you know, I'm down. So, you know, from there, we just, you know, kind of made history, man. He threw me some beats. I was like, all right, bro, we going, you know, put this project together. After I say maybe three songs, I was like, we should name it Assassination. He was like, that sounds great. He came together with the whole concept as far as the album cover and stuff, man. And, you know, two great minds, man, think alike. So, and we so far apart, man, it's crazy. But it came out really nice, man. We got a couple features, a few people he know, a few people I knew. We both reached out to everybody and everybody said, yeah, let's go. And we got some dope verses from some dope MCs, man. Shouts out to everybody on the EP, for real.
Yeah, there's some real solid features on here. And you brought up M.Doc Diego, and like I said, he's been on the show a few times. And that track, This Is Piff, man, you guys killed it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how that worked out, too, man. Like, he sent me the joint with the hook on there because, like, Manzu reached out, like, yo, I got this cat. And I was like, man, I said, I already heard y'all joint. I was like, yeah, definitely. I was like, definitely. Tell him to do something. And he put a hook on there. So when I heard the hook, I'm like, man, that was dope the way he put it. You know, like he didn't even, I guess it sounded like he'd been listening to me, you know what I'm saying, before he wrote the hook, which right. sound, you know what I mean, which made it better for me when I started writing to it. So, like, yeah, shouts out to M.Dot for that, man. Like, we put that together and it sounded real good.
Yeah, no doubt. He's got that right kind of sound for this project, because like I said at the beginning, it's kind of got that grimy feel. Like, I feel like I'm listening to a movie, the way each track goes, and the storytelling is, you know, just off the hinges on this one. And another track, you got a video for it, Ninja Please. I got to ask you about this song. That's a banger right off the top.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
And that video, woo. I was thinking when I was watching, I'm like, man, if I was in the woods and I saw a dude with a Pennywise mask on, I would be pissing myself and running. I don't know what I'd be doing first, but talk about filming that video and just that mask, man. I think you'd even scare Jason Voorhees, and he lives in the woods, so whatever. But
but yeah, man, I'm gonna tell you like this, that video, man, is so dope. That I had so much fun shooting that video. But yeah, Ninja man. Please is, you know, just kind of like, you know, I'm tired of hearing about this hip hop dying kind of stuff, man. Like, it's bar spitters out here. Look where the culture is at. So, you know, I'm just like, you know, let me show you what I can do on this lovely beat that Manzu put together. And, you know, we just kind of went from there with it, man. And it turned out wonderful. Got this little young cat here that lives here in Durham, Raleigh area, named Four Moot to shoot it. And he, you know, he a new upcoming videographer here in the area. And, man, he knew what he was doing. I told him what I wanted to do. And, you know what I'm saying? We put it together. It came out really nice.
And talk about that mask. Obviously, you're a fan of Pennywise the Clown.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, yeah, horror, man, movies, maybe in general.
I've been looking for one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been looking for one for a minute. So when I got it, my intentions wasn't to wear it during the video. I actually got it for Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Right. But, you know,
when I heard the track, and I was like, man, you know, when I seen the site, I picked out the site, but I didn't realize it was going to be, I thought it was going to be frozen, the lake, you feel me? So I was like, man, I don't know if I want to be out there on that little pier that I had to walk on
right.
And stuff. But I had, you know, my homeboy came up from Fayetteville. He seen the mask. He was like, yo, you should use that in the, you know, prop. And then, you know, we threw it up in there, made it work. But yeah, I'm a big Pennywise fan, man. He's a creeper, man.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? My daughter, she love him. Scary movies in general, Jason, all of them, man. I love all those scary movies.
Yeah, man, I'm a big Jason fan, but definitely dig in the It, you know, the redoing of it. And, of course, the original still holds up, too.
Right.
Salute to both. But, yeah, I don't like clowns, man. I mean, I'm here in Chicago, and we grew up on Bozo the Clown, and I saw somebody posted one time, we used to have clowns for breakfast here. So I'm not cool with clowns, but definitely.
I can dig it. He said we grew up on Bozo.
Yeah.
I heard that.
That was our breakfast, dude, was clowns. So
facts.
Go out there and, you know, don't get kidnapped, but go to school. But
go to school and stay in school.
Yeah, right, there it is. But yeah, man, the Pennywise, definitely, you see it, you know he's creeping on something. And when I saw the video, he's coming out the trees, I'm like, oh shit, here we go.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to relate, you know, what I know about Pennywise and stuff to what I do, you know, just kind of, you know, make it a little fun. It's more so for my daughter and for the fans than me. I mean, you know, I'm a grown man, so I can't be Pennywise forever, but you know, my daughter loves it. She loves getting her own hoodies when I drop different joints with him, you know? So, you know, I got her own line. She got her own line, hat line now. So, you know, we making real ideas out of this, and trying to make longevity out of it. You know, yeah, I'm having fun, but at the same time, you know, I'm trying to make longevity out of the ideas that I'm coming up with as well, you know?
There it is, man. Yeah, taking an iconic face like that, mask like that, character, and incorporating into your style and into your music, man. That's just, it's like Ghostface uses the Jason mask, you know, Piff uses the Pennywise mask. That's dope, man.
Yeah, you know, when I pop out and they see the mask on, they're going to know, oh, that's Piff Pennywise, man.
Hate to be messed you with. Know. It's serious,
you know,
now.
I got my own logo now. My homeboy drew up for me, stamped and sealed, Piff Pennywise logo. So, you know, I got a couple characters. So I'm dabbing into it a little bit. Just having fun, though, for real, you know?
That was part one of my interview with Piff Pennywise. We're going to take a quick break, do a couple sponsor reads, and get right back into it, talking about Piff Pennywise Jr.'s new album with DBTZ of Manzoo Beats, The Assassination, here on the Infinite Banter podcast.
Hey, this is Jason Warner Smith, and you are listening to Mark Jolliffe on Infinite Banter. Banter.
Started in the midst of the pandemic, the founder of Hydronique Hydration, a frontline healthcare worker, started developing constant headaches. A landmark research study published early during the pandemic showed that up to 81% of frontline healthcare workers developed new headaches, mainly because of their PPE, personal protective equipment, like face masks and face shields. And this prevented them from eating and drinking properly while on the job. He would leave work tired, dehydrated, and burnt out. The founder looked for a healthy drink with all the necessary vitamins and minerals, but with no sugar, something that was keto-friendly and healthy. But most powdered drinks on the market have a ton of sugar and caffeine, and that's why he created Hydronique Hydration. Sugar-free, keto-free, plant-based, antioxidant-rich electrolyte powder packets for daily use, containing all the essential vitamins and minerals with a refreshing taste. Their product contains elderberry, which has immune-boosting properties for support during cold and flu season, and I myself have been taking them for about a week now, and you know, they taste great. They help so much. You know, I'm so used to, you know, drinking coffee or pop or something. I'm trying to get off of that because you just get the crash, you know, from going high on the sugar and then coming right down. And, you know, I've noticed a big difference when I started taking these packets from Hydronique Hydration. It makes a big difference. You put them in a drink like water or something like that, and it's just a big difference in how you feel during the day. It gives you a little boost of energy, and you don't have that big crash. That's the big thing for me with the sugars. A lot of these drinks are just full of sugar, and you know, I'm a little bit older now. I'm trying to lose weight and, you know, get back into my old shape. This is much more healthier than anything you could buy that is full of sugar and caffeine. I'm a big fan of it, and it tastes really good. Hydronique Hydration electrolyte powder packets can also fit in your bag or suitcase when you're traveling. Do you remember doing that? That's something we haven't done that much at all. So if you are having trouble with eating and drinking healthy during your busy day in 2022 but want a sugar-free, keto-friendly vitamin drink, give Hydronique Hydration a try. There are 30 electrolyte powder packets in a pouch, perfect for a 1 month supply. You can visit the website at www.hydroniquehydration.com. That's H-Y-D-R-O-N-I-Q-U-E, hydration.com. It's the word hydration and unique mashed together. That's www.hydroniquehydration.com. Or search for Hydronique Hydration on Amazon.com, where they are offering a $10 discount coupon at checkout for the next week. If you have a business, you need a website. What's the best way to get a website up and running? Choose a website hosting company that makes it simple, like Pear Networks. Pear has over 20 years of experience managing the entire digital ecosystem for thousands of online businesses all around the world. Pear makes it easy for you with do-it-yourself website building tools and features, including simple drag-and-drop page design. And they have guaranteed U.S.-based support technicians ready to help you whenever you need it, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Right now, when you sign up at Pear Networks, you'll receive 1 free month of web hosting. See for yourself how easy it is to build your website for free. Visit pear.com/free to get your first month of website hosting for free by using the code QUICKSTART. That's pear.com/free, promo code QUICKSTART to get started today.
Yo, this is DJ JF, Frolic Army Lachey Show, Believe It or Not EP, you know me, from New York. Infinite Banner Podcast, my man DJ Soundwave. Check us out.
Let's get back to my interview with Piff Pennywise on the Infinite Banter Podcast, talking about his new album, The Assassination, with DBTZ of Manzu Beats, here on the Infinite Banter Podcast. I think the only one scarier than Pennywise is Jim. That's a track on here. When you see a dude with a starter jacket on, you you got to ask some questions.
Yeah, and your bows, yeah.
Dude.
Ask some questions.
That's some 90s shit right there, dude. I had a Cub starter jacket. I have it somewhere. I think it's in storage, but yeah, I don't wear that anymore. But
right. Yeah, I used to collect them joints back in the day, me and my homeboys.
Oh, man.
We couldn't wait to stack our money to go grab a fresh one, you know?
I remember, man, the Raiders ones were always a big, those pullover hoodie ones. And then
and the Cowboys, too. The Cowboys and the Raiders.
Penguins. I don't even like hockey, but you wanted one.
And the
one.
Dolphins, the Miami joints, and the Oilers, the Oilers. Oh, remember the Oilers?
The old Houston Oilers ones?
Yeah,
the blue.
Yeah, they had the joint. Yeah, they had the little oil joints on the back of the... We used to chase buses around to find them. Feel me? In the city, yeah, we used to chase buses around.
Yeah, nobody was chasing me with my Cubs starter. Nobody cared. But yeah, if you had a Cowboys one or a Raiders one, like you said, Oilers. Yeah man.
All of them joints was dope.
Man, that's so. When I heard that line, I was like, "Yeah, Jim's scaring me a little bit more than Pennywise is, because this dude sounds crazy." Talk about that track, man.
Man, Jim, I had fun writing that, man. I used to have a dude back in the day. I used to live out Winters Lane in Baltimore County, and there's this dude named Jim used to run around the block, you know, just kind of messing with the younger kids, which was me. I was one of them. But yeah, he was just a shaky dude. So I said, you know what? I'm about to write something about Jim. So, you know, I did do some exaggeration, but it came out pretty fantastic. And then I reached out to T Merciless. He's from VA. I asked him to hop up on it, man. And he came behind me and did it some super justice, man. Feel me? His style so different, but he was so precise. I like when people rap and them words are there, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what I grew up on. Like I like wordsmiths. I like people that really pay attention. He heard the track, man, and he wrote behind me, and it came out like, I was like, wow, you know. I actually asked him, I said, look, at the end of my verse, you know what I'm saying, like I had Jim's homeboy Leon take him out, you know what I'm saying? So I had to take him out. So I want you to talk about Leon, you feel me, and why Leon took him out. And when I heard this verse come back, I said, chew, that boy, he a writer, man. Yeah. So like, yeah, man, that was real. That was a blessing, man. When I got that track back, I said, wow, that joint sound right.
No doubt. That might be my favorite track on the album. And everybody listening, definitely go seek out this EP. It's not an EP. It's a full-length album, right?
It's an EP.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an EP. But, man, I'm going to tell you this. It's a deluxe, because I ain't even gonna front. Like, the way it's put together, man, if you order a vinyl, you're going to get a sleeve that comes on it, specially made by Manzu Beats. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Everything got put together beautifully, man. And And I want the world to know that this EP is worth everything in your collection, man. Add it to your collection. Bandcamp. We on Bandcamp, man. Zoo Beats, Bandcamp. Go grab yourself a copy for $7. Treat yourself to some legendary bars and beats. I got some more stuff coming too, though, man. That Assassination was my last installment of the fourth quarter, and I'm so proud of what we put out, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's blue, right? I think I saw a picture of it online.
Yeah. That's dope. We got the blue vinyls. The artists is, though, we got clear vinyls. Feel me?
Nice.
So, and then it's about a good $80 for a vinyl. But, you know, I got a source that's reliable. And the vinyls are A1. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a pretty...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pretty steep price, but it's worth it for the collectors. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big collector, so I like to collect all my music. I make sure I at least get vinyls for the people that do want one. Every now and then we get CDs. I was supposed to get CDs for this project, but I'm having an issue with that right now. So.
And Bandcamp is the place to go for it, right? I saw you had instrumentals on the Bandcamp site, too. Yeah. If you want to hear the instrumentals for every track. Yeah.
Yeah, the instrumentals come on the actual vinyls as well.
Oh, nice.
So you'll get you'll get all the instrumentals with the actual tracks as well. So put them joints on and go kill them.
There it is,
go,
man.
Go get it. You feel me?
Another track I was, yeah, man, definitely everybody listening, check it out for sure. And you know, another track I was feeling on here, Assassination Day with the cuts. You know, I'm an old head, so I love hearing a little bit of, you know, DJing in the beginning of a song like that. Talk about that track.
Yeah, man, that Assassination Day, man. Whew. I wanted to you know, come up with something for the actual EP, you know what I'm saying? So the Assassination Day actually was the first song I wrote. I wanted to, you know, just kind of show off my bar writing. You know what I'm saying? I wanted everybody to see how, you know what I'm saying, lyrical I am on that. And I wanted everybody to see how dangerous I can get when I write. That's just one thing I love doing. I love to, like, show off my talent of the things that I've learned over the years when I start writing. And this was one of those tracks I said, you know, I needed to really show off my skills. And a lot of people say that that's their favorite song. I don't have a favorite song on here, man, because all these joints are dope.
There you go. Right. It's like picking your favorite kid, right?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't pick, man. Like, this joint is like a classic. It's a classic EP, man.
Yeah, I would say Assassination Day is like that sleeper track. I'm like, listen, it's like, whoa, this one's kind of hitting me a little bit different. But yeah, every track on here is a banger. You know, another one, Mob Ties, that's another banger on here. I saw on YouTube there was a visual where it had clips from the Casino movie with Robert De Niro. That's another banger off this album as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, Zoo put together that video, man. It came out really dope. He really has an eye for music when it comes to the visual. It's really like astonishing when I think about it. That's something that made me also want to work with him. Just seeing his visuals and stuff that he did with the M Dot joint. He had a couple of joints before then. I went through his profile, checked him out. But yeah, man, that Mob Ties video, definitely go check it out. Real Rap Family. It's on their YouTube. Look like, from what I can see, it looked like it's the highest video that's playing right now on that.
There you go.
It's a blessing, man. I said, man, everybody tapping in, everybody checking out the music. But man, Zoo Beats, y'all definitely go tap in with him. You know, if y'all like the beats, go buy one. You know, he ain't charging a whole bunch
of money. And he always comes with it. Everybody, if they listen to this podcast, they already know Manzu is, his name rings out here. So yeah, and on this album, man, you guys ain't playing around at all. He's a perfect you know, producer for this type of album. And what's been the reaction to this album? You got a lot of good feedback on it from people. I know you talked about a lot of people like Jim and, you know, Assassination Day. And
yeah, man, we've been getting a lot of good, great feedback. We actually hired a PR firm, a guy by the name of Jerry, you know.
Salute to Jerry. That's my dude right there. Yeah.
Salute to Jerry. I'm just, you know, getting acquainted with the guy. He's doing an awesome job helping us promote this project.
And we're getting a lot of great feedback online. Sales are just not, you know, what we would like to see. But, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on right now. People scared of this COVID stuff, which, you know, you should be. You should at least be protecting yourself, I would say. Don't be scared, but just protect yourself. Because when it's your time, it's your time. Nobody can escape that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, everybody been showing love. You know, we've been getting a lot of feedback as far as people hitting us on our DMs, commenting on posts. They've been resharing our Instagram joints and our YouTube joints. So, you know, it's getting out there to the world. We try to link up with more DJs, you know, get more interviews like this so we can promote the EP.
Nice.
I don't mind spending a couple dollars to help promote this EP any way I can, because I really feel like it's a piece of art that the world need to know, at least the people that deal in the boom bap area of hip hop and real bar spitters, you know, because that's what this is about, man. It's about real beats and real bars, man.
No doubt. You know? The cats with the starter coats, definitely check in. You know, you catch from the 90s. This is for you.
Absolutely.
Right here.
You're right. It is. I mean, it's just one of these, I think, you know, my opinion, it's just one of these EPs, like, you know, where you really can press play and listen to the whole joint and you can feel how I was, you know, feeling as far as putting this whole EP together, man, you know.
Yeah, like I said, it's like a movie, and it'd be like starting a movie in the middle. You don't want to do that. So start it from the beginning, let it play out. And what are some past projects people should be looking for? I know you got the Warlord albums. And
yeah, that's a series. I got Warlord 1. Basically, that's the regular Warlord distributed through Cocoa Reef Records. And Warlord 2 was distributed through Cocoa Reef. That was produced by Edwards. Shouts out to him. I got a Warlord 2.5 that I dropped literally like a few weeks before me and Manzoo dropped the Assassination. That 2.5 did some numbers. That was my highest selling project, you know, in the last year. And then I'm working on something right now with this other producer. He from Germany. So we're going to be putting out something soon. But in the meantime, I'm doing this Real Bars Matter campaign. So I want everybody to know that Real Bars Matter. I know if you hear that whack stuff, just know you can always tune into to Piff Pennywise page and get some of them real bars. And I'm coming real soon with some real hard songs. And I'm picking all instrumentals that niggas know.
There you go. Me? Yeah, man. Look out for new stuff from Piff. What's the next project you got coming out? Do you know it yet? Or are you just still working on
things? Well, like I said, I'm working on something with this producer from Germany right now. His name LG the Detonator. So he reached out and we talked a little bit and we got the business right and it's in the works. But like I said, in the meantime, I'm going to be dropping some exclusive singles on my Bandcamp. And I'm only going to be selling them because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wrote these bars. I ain't even selling them for the beat. So I want niggas to know, like, I'm just coming out here. I want y'all to tune in. And even if I don't put it on my Bandcamp, I'm like, I got a YouTube channel and I know a couple of YouTube, like Packer. Packer, definitely tap into Packer. And what's my homeboy name? Paperchaser.com. Those two, my main pages, I'll be dropping exclusive, you know what I'm saying, like visuals on, and you can always find my music on there. Just type in Piff Pennywise and you'll see, you know, I got visuals everywhere on both of their pages.
There it is. Where can people find you online too? I know you're on Instagram. Are you on Twitter, Facebook, places like that as well?
Yeah, I'm on a couple. I'm on Instagram and that's The Real Piff, DareAlPiff. You'll see like this Pennywise face with a chain hanging with a little blunt in his mouth. That's me. You'll see you can find me on Facebook at Piff Records or Peter New Look. That's like, you know, I mix my name with my company name is New Look Services. So you'll find me on there. I'm on Twitter, but I don't be on there. But you can definitely find me at Piff Records on Twitter. I'm on Bandcamp. You can find me at Piff Records. So on Bandcamp, just type in Piff Records. You just type in Piff Pennywise Jr. in general on Google and you'll find me on a lot of different platforms as far as music wise. You know, if you're in the Raleigh Durham area, North Carolina, holla at me. I love to touch bases with you, build with you. Outside of that, just hit me on the platform. Y'all can always send me an email, normpbelieve@yahoo.com. That's my email. If you're doing your thing, you know, keep a clear head and just know that, you know, it take hard work to get the results back. So everybody just keep working.
you know, and keep believing in yourself. You feel me?
There you
go. And I appreciate this opportunity too.
Oh, of course, man. No doubt about it. I mean, dope music always needs a platform, and I try to provide it, and definitely appreciate you. And, you know, before I let you go, so you said Pennywise is one of your favorite characters. Do you have a favorite horror movie of all time, or is it? You know what I mean? Or what else you get down with?
Yo, The Wizard of Oz, yo, is my I won't watch that, yo.
Yeah, man.
You know, probably people laughing and shit like
this. Nah, they haven't seen it in a while. That's why they're saying that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't watch that, yo. I'm scared of that witch, yo. She's real creepy, B. And yeah, that's my favorite horror movie that I won't watch. Let's say that.
Yeah, man. No, I think during Christmas, one of the networks plays it a lot. And I remember it came on. I was kind of checking it out. Like, man, I haven't seen this. Man, I don't even know when I last saw it. At least 20, 30 years ago. And yeah, there's some, that witch is, dude.
Yo, she's creepy. But, you know, a lot of the Screams are like some of my favorites too. Like, I grew up on a whole Scream era, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah, there you go.
Like, yeah, I like to watch Screams every now and then. You know, a lot of the Jasons and Freddies, and, you know, we watch all of them. Like, my oldest daughter, she like the biggest, you know, like, movie watcher in the whole family. So she like, you know, when the new movies come out, she'll be hitting daddy up. Oh, daddy, can we go see
that's
this?
That's crazy. That? It should be the other way around. But that's funny. She's doing that. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So, you know, it's in a family, man. We all like to have fun. We like to live life. And, you know, I told myself, why not? You know, I'm 40 years old, yo. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not chasing this. I'm just having fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping my blade sharp because I've been writing and freestyling and dabbing into this music scene for a minute. So I kind of feel like, you know, why not still keep it going as long as I can, and it's not affecting me growing personally as a man, personally in my marriage, personally as a father. You know, if I can balance it, why not keep doing this? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's doing wonderfully, and I'm doing good in all my other areas. So
that's what's up, man. Treating the whack MCs like, you know, people wearing raincoats at Red Balloons. You know, take them out and let heads know about the real music. And that's right here, Piff Pennywise, the Assassination with Manzu Beats.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. DJ Soundwave, man. I appreciate you having me on the show, G.
No doubt about it. Anytime you want to come back, man, you got the next thing coming. You know what to do, man. Hit me up. I'll definitely put you on here, and appreciate your time, man. And everybody listening, go check out that album from Piff Pennywise and Manzu Beats, The Assassination.
Facts, man. Appreciate you. Assassination out now.
Don't sleep. Big up, Pennywise, man. Appreciate you coming on here, dude.
Absolutely, yo. Anytime, man. It won't be the last time.
No doubt about it. A lot of fun talking to Piff Pennywise. And definitely, everybody listen, check out that album, The Assassination. Go get your hard copies. Go get your vinyl, get the downloads, check them out on Bandcamp. Man, this is just a banger. Manzu Beats, you did it again, man. Every time he puts out something, you know it's fire. And him and Piff Pennywise really put a classic together here. And speaking of Manzu Beats, like I said, DBTZ has been on here twice. Both times he came on to talk about an album he did with M. Doc Diego, Universal Tongues. And, you know, speaking of M. Doc Diego, he's on this album. He's got a track with Piff Pennywise. So definitely, here we go. Check out that banger off The Assassination. The song here is This Is Piff. In case you didn't know, it's featuring M. Doc Diego, Manzu Beats, Piff Pennywise, M. Doc Diego. This is Piff off of their new album, The Assassination, here on the Infinite Banter Podcast.
Manzu, what up, family? Hey, Doc, this is Piff, huh? All right, I got this. Let me talk to him real quick. Piff Records, nigga. Alright, hey yo, P is for pain, you pop off, the plot coming, igloo outside, you reach for it, shotgun a Piff, bout to make him a purchase, whole lot jumping, Doc bout to spin on the circus, whole Glock dumping, haters, let's make it official, put the pen down, come around talking that shit, that's an inbound, 10 round, niggas is nervous, he with the mint, crisscross, bout to enter your service, with the pits, yeah, I talk my shit, fuck a written, get your artist murk, chalk off white, that's a vision. Let the artist work, carnivore ready to eat him. That's an art of war, tomahawk ready to meet him. What he counter for?
Manzu on the vibes in the riff. Get familiar, this is Piff. Watch how it hits you, get used to this. Get your issue, make the news with this. Manzu on the vibes in the riff. Get familiar, this is Piff. Watch
chopper hits you, get used to this. Get your issue, make the news with this. Cackalacka to upstate, made my travels well connected. Ran with some real ones, most respected. Turn it up with my bros and VIP sexes. Spent my 20s reckless, no respect if you bitch made like I'm sexist. I vex this, Lupe with these Merles, graffiti the booth. Child prodigy to keep it thorough from the Carolina Triangle to the Lost Burrow. Got my tall hill foot in the game, put in work so they peep the name. Since I legalized it, level my hustle, won't settle my juggle. T-shirts like I'm selling work, and this music money on time like the verse. Get these Italian made beats, pain make it hurt. Treat features like a consignment, get familiar, we the team to align with. Coca Reef, that's the connect who I grind with. M-O-E, yeah, it's money on my mind, bitch.
Man, so on the vibes in the riff, get familiar, this is Piff. Watch how it hits you, get used to this. Get your issue, make the news with this. Man, zoom on the vibes, hit a riff. Get familiar, this is Piff. Watch how it hits you, get used to this. Get your issue, make the news.
Yo,
with this.
Somebody tell these motherfuckers that Piff got the hoodie on, pre-roll stuff. I'm about to get my boogie on, hating on my downfall, shorty. I'm about to work, I'm with a dime. Showing play, go to war, straight out of church, sipping wine. And don't mind me, shorty, I'm about to climb, doing fine. I left the connect at Limit Lime, two beers, New Year's. I'm strapped like group chairs, dudes weird. About to pull up this mat, like who cares? Tough talk, a whole lot of cap, he washed up. Ask Swan when I pick up this Nina, small crush, I was wrong. About to hop in this Beamer and hit this bomb. Black boy, yeah, blowing on ether. Peter's gone, rock mics, I'm killing all features. Who bread, Glock 9, I'm pointing the steamer at his head. Piff records, man, zoo, this record will bless you. Yo, Doc, you know I had to bring the best through, yo.
Man, zoo on the vibes, hit the riff. Get familiar, this is Piff. Watch how it hits you, get used to this. Get your issue, make the news with this. Man, zoom on the vibes, hit a riff. Get familiar, this is Piff. Watch how it hits you, get used to this. Get your issue, make the news with this.
So when you're done listening to the Infinite Banter podcast, you know, that show you're listening to right now, make sure you go check out my friends over at the Oof, right in the Childhood podcast.
When was the last time you watched a Disney movie? No. When did you really watch one of their early movies? My name is Jen. I started rewatching every one of the Disney animated feature films recently, and watching them with a modern eye made me say, oof, right in the childhood. Join me every Monday to learn the history behind each of these movies. And then, after I talk about the history and trivia for that movie, I'll summarize and react to my experience watching it as a modern feminist. Every week, you'll learn something, you'll laugh a little, and you'll realize that your Disney-steeped childhood was rife with hidden sexism, racism, classism, ableism, and more. It really will make you say, oof, right in the childhood.
Yo, yo, you now chitter-chatter and infinite banter with your boy Jehovah Nisi, you heard? Shout out to DJ Soundwave, we here.
Time for you to leave, asshole.
That is Kirk Acevedo telling me it is time to go, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. Real quick, before I get out of here, I did mention a couple things at the top. a real stupid thing is, I don't watch hockey. Never did, not a fan of it. Never been to a hockey game. I mean, it's something I had to pay attention to when I worked in sports radio, but I definitely don't follow it or anything like that. And the other day I was watching the news, checking out the sports segment, and it showed that the Blackhawks, or Chicago team, of course, were playing something called the Kraken. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Are they playing like minor league teams now? Like, what's going on? Is COVID that bad that they have to play minor league teams? No. There's actually a team in Seattle called the Kraken. I had no idea. I had to look it up. I'm like, what the hell is a Seattle Kraken? Did a team move there? Is this a new team? I'm completely oblivious to it. I thought I knew sports. Apparently, I don't even know if there's a team in Seattle called the Krakens. I thought it was funny. Call me out. I guess I'm not a sports fan, or at the very least, I'm not a hockey fan. So, Seattle Kraken. Interesting. Had no fucking idea that there was a team there. Get the Supersonics back, though, please. A couple other things real quick here. I saw the Moon Knight trailer. Anybody who's listening to this podcast know I'm a big Moon Knight fan. Shout out to Zilla Rocka and Chong Wizard when they came on here about a year or so ago talking about their album, Midnight Suns, which has a lot of Moon Knight references in it. And the trailer just came out the other day. And man, I am geeked. I am really geeked. Oscar Isaac, who was in the last trilogy of Star Wars movies. He's playing Mark Spector, a.k.a. Moon Knight, in this. Ethan Hawke is playing the cultish villain in this. Looks pretty cool. They're going very dark with it. It's going to be demented. They're going to play with the psychosis of Moon Knight's mind and everything. I will say this, being a Moon Knight fan for as long as I have been, I'm talking about since the 80s when I was a little kid and I saw the comic book and I was like, who's this cool guy called Moon Knight? I had to buy the comic right away, not even knowing what it was about or anything. I've always felt like I was one of the few people that even knew who he was, that cared about him. And now that he's getting a series and he's getting a little more, you know, publicity, there's like a small part of me. It's like, man, it's not fair. I got to share this with everybody else now. So all these people who never heard of him are all of a sudden be wearing Moon Knight shirts and talking about him like they've been fans from the jump. And that's cool. But, you know, there's like a small part of me that doesn't want to have other people be down with it. But whatever. I finally get a Moon Knight series. It's not a movie. It's close enough, man. And hopefully introducing him into the MCU makes it bigger and better for him. And he'll end up on a Marvel movie or doing some sort of Marvel team up with Daredevil or something. Man, that'd be a dream come true right there. And real quick, before I get out of here, 30 years ago, January 17th, 1992, one of my all-time favorite movies that's ever been made. And it's been talked about on this podcast a lot, too. Juice came out. Man, I love that movie. And, you know, before I talk about the movie real quick, you know, rest in peace, Scorsese. It's been 1 year since he passed. And he came on here a couple times and definitely talked about Juice, man, and in a way that I was like, what are you talking about? Couldn't believe he was ragging on Juice, him and Griff, both of those guys. So, you know, whenever I think of Juice now, I definitely think of Scorsese. And, you know, like I said, rest in peace. It's been 1 year since he passed. And a new album out with Panels. Everybody listening, go check that out for sure. That new East Hampton Polo Boys winter catalog just dropped recently. Panels, Scorsese, big up to Griff, Insubordinate Records, so definitely check that out. Represent our guy Scorsese. But yeah, he ragged on Juice big time. It's one of my favorite movies. Made me want to get turntables. I used to dress like Bishop. I had the purple hoodie, had the blue jeans down low, had the Tim's and everything. So definitely was a big fan. You know, put Tupac on the map. It came out right around the same time as his first album, Tupacalypse Now, and it really coincided well together. And a lot of people thought Bishop was like a character, but, you know, sometimes life imitates art, and that Bishop character sometimes would weave his way into Tupac's real life, and we all know what happened with him. But it's a classic movie. The soundtrack is ill. I have the cassette still to this day. Used to bang that thing on the Walkman all the time. So many great cameos in there. You had EPMD and Queen Latifah, Daddy Rich doing his thing on the tables. Just a really, really good movie. I mean, there's scenes in that movie I know word for word, especially when it jumps off in the apartment and Steele's apartment when they see Radamez outside and Bishop just goes off on cue. That one just always gets me. And one of my favorite scenes in that movie is towards the end. Very Halloween Michael Myers, like Q is waiting for Bishop at the dock. And there's shadows behind him. And just coming out of the shadows, Bishop slowly comes out. Man, it's eerie as hell. It kind of feels like Halloween, like some Michael Myers type shit. So definitely, definitely love that movie. Haven't seen Juice in a minute. Probably turn it on today. Watch it real quick. 30 years, man. Man, I feel old. I feel so damn old, man. Love that movie. But yeah, definitely happy anniversary to Juice, one of my all-time favorite movies. And that's it for the show. Big up to my man Piff Pennywise for coming on here. We'll play one more track from him off his album with Manzu Beats, The Assassination. Go find his album on all platforms, specifically on Bandcamp. Cop that vinyl. Check out this show, the Infinite Banter Podcast, on all streaming platforms. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Infinite Banter Podcast. Go on YouTube. Type in Infinite Banter, watch clips from past guests, rate and review the show on Podchaser and Apple Podcast, and definitely check out my Spotify playlist. I really appreciate it. Salute to everybody who's been checking out the show. Big up to my guys, Real One and Catch, for the last episode. And again, one more time, Piff Pennywise, new album with Manzu Beats, my man DBTZ. What up, man? The Assassination, out right now. And here's a track from there to close out the show, Assassination Day. Really dope record right here. Thanks, everyone, for checking out the show. And until I do another one of these, out.
Hey, asshole, get off the road.
This rifle's been disparaged as being dangerous and inaccurate. Stop. If the bore in the rifle is good, it's a good shooter, and it was a good shooter.
He thought I was done. Manzu, you already know, man. Appreciate you jumping on this with me. We about to fuck these niggas' heads up. Piff Records, baby.
Piff about to roll up another one for these M's. Piff about to roll up another one for these M's. Piff about to roll up another one for these MCs. Niggas went and ran into government for 10 G's. Don't trust niggas, they rub it in. Greyhound just hit Swan, he loving it.
tray pound. Worst nightmare when I'm coming through. Bitch, please don't get your man assassinated for 10 P's. Biff got a stare, he rub you wrong. Phone call, shooter been aware, he on his way. Roll call, throwaway, blicky's the blade. It got mud on it, shorty move quickly, my face. It's got blood on it, dealing with a sniper, the thing. It got range on it, judging by the butters on that boy. He got flame on him, Piff making noise. AR just tapped out, his man looking annoyed. HK slant route, Piff gotta win. The verse gon' bang out, nigga straight slap. And the goat gon' stand out. Don't get your team assassinated, you cornball. I'm sick with the skills, elevated phone calls. Piff gotta build 16s and dope hooks. Them MCs is gone, classify my notebook. Yo, Renee got tossed, the verse is like a death match. Shorty not a boss, Piff didn't stamp that. Waving that flag, I probably get him killed. Nigga sandstorm butters, fresh ass hill figure. Bluff got caught, them niggas they been tapped out. Shorty can't rap, them bars they straight the trash out. Spinning off backs, the plug, pull straps out. Ribby contact, now Twan, he passed out. Expose a pussy and tell him back up, fly to a city and hit him with a wrap up. Eyes on a witness, the burner got a passport. Shorty real shook when Piff hit the asphalt. War ain't over, told words to hit the stash house. Man called the sniper, Piff brought the cast out. Hand right fire, MJ pass out. Assassination with 16s, that's a tap out. Don't get your team assassinated, you cornball. I'm sick with the skills, elevated phone calls. Piff gotta build 16s and dope hooks. Them MCs is gone, classify my notebook. Don't get your team assassinated, you cornball. I'm sick with the skills, elevated phone calls. Piff gotta build 16s and dope hooks. Them MCs is gone, classify my notebook.
Being on the infinite banner with my man Mark has been a pleasure.